But let's start off with Quinn Nystrom. She is a diabetes advocate and professional speaker, author, and, you know, world traveler. Why not? Let's call it that as well. And she's also been a regular guest here. She's talked about diabetes, issues affecting people with diabetes, and the cost of insulin. And she went to Canada. She's kind enough to talk about her trip. Hi, Quinn.
Hi, thank you again for having me, Matt.
My pleasure. Now, you got a lot of national attention on this because I believe your trip to Canada did get, was it CBS Evening News and everything?
Yeah, we got CBS Evening News. We got CBS This Morning Show. We got an 8.5 minute long piece on PBS NewsHour. So I know I said this the last time. I was blown away the last time by the media coverage. But I was quadruple blown away this time by the national and the international media attention that we had on this trip.
To remind everyone, the last time we chatted with you, you were furious over Paul Gazelka and the Senate Republicans killing the Emergency Insulin Act here in the state of Minnesota. An interview, by the way, which we re-aired on the 5th of July to a lot of positive comments. After that, you're not the first person to do the trips to Canada to show the staggering difference in cost of medical supplies between the United States and Canada from the same companies, let's be honest. But what prompted you to say, you know what, I'm going to do a trip here. We're going to take a bunch of people that need insulin. We're going to go across the border into Canada.
You know what? It really has come out of a desperate need. You know, as a professional speaker, people kind of know the work I do. They saw, you know, the media stories from the last time of the trip I went. And I've been getting dozens and dozens of messages of people who say, I can't afford my insulin. When are you going next? And so I felt a civic duty since I had gone the first time, you know, felt comfortable going, that I could lead us, you know, this next trip. Mm-hmm. And so I just felt like if I didn't do it, who else would do it? And so that's why I decided to lead this second trip. I knew we'd have media interest going at it. You know, I have a master's in public relations. And so I thought I could drum up enough media attention to really highlight this issue. And again, I'm not letting up on the Senate Republicans. They have continued to disappoint me. They have continued to be quiet on going into a special session. And they are continuing to let Minnesotans ration their insulin and have no access to an emergency insulin. I mean, literally, I gave a woman today 3 vials of Humalog insulin at my doorstep for her daughter because she cannot afford insulin. She doesn't qualify for patient assistance programs. And unlike Senator Benson, who believes we can just go to an ER and get insulin, that is not possible.
No, it's not.
So we have a problem here in Minnesota.
And by the way, I should mention that people dying, too. I mean, the fact that the Emergency Insulin Act was designed to save people's lives. And if we can't pull something like that off, that's a shame. Going back to the Canada trip, though, how many people total went with you and what was your route?
Yeah, so we had about 20 that were on the bus and then probably another 20 media people, you know, that rode on and off the bus with us. On Saturday, participants, we also had some Canadians join us in solidarity. We probably had a total of 50 people with us, but only about 15, 16 people bought insulin.
If going on your Twitter account here, a tweet you've got pinned to the top here, if these numbers are what you had, I mean, this is just astounding. The group insulin order in American dollars would be $23,789. In Canadian dollars, $1,924. That is insane. 12 times less, as you point out. The 12 times less. I mean, it actually is cost effective to go to Canada and get your medications as opposed to buy them in American pharmacies.
Correct. I mean, you might as well go on a nice, beautiful vacation to Canada and you can buy your medications and you're still thousands of dollars ahead. I know for me specifically, you know, I was still, you know, for a 3-month supply, we're only talking 3 months. I was still $3,000, you know, $3,000 saving in just a 3-month supply, Matt. I mean, that is crazy. Mm-hmm. And we were comparing the cash price in Canada, you know, in U.S. dollars and the cash price in the U.S. And it's the same exact medication, same exact company.
And by the way, we should mention, this is one of the things the drug companies try to scare Americans with, is they try to imply that their own medication, which is their product, which they're selling across the border, is somehow less safe than American drugs, to try to stop people from doing this.
Yes, and let me tell you, we had a lot of Canadians with us that day. I've done speeches in Edmonton before. Those Canadian diabetics, they're alive and kicking. The, you know, Novo Nordisk is not giving them a lesser type of insulin. I'm currently on the Canadian insulin. I'm not, doing less than because of that insulin. It is the identical insulin. I can assure everybody and say that.
When you do this, and let's just give people some advice. I mean, if I want to go, if I need insulin, I need to go to Canada. What do I need to bring with me to be able to buy insulin in Canada?
Well, all you need is if you're on a border state, you can go with an enhanced ID, or you need a passport, and you go. You do not need a prescription because insulin in Canada is over the counter. And then what I recommend to people is just to call ahead, to make sure that they would have your insulin order, because usually it's a custom order of specific type of insulin you need. But just make sure you call a couple days ahead to whatever pharmacy you're going to. And again, you can be honest with the Canadian Border Patrol, that your purpose of your trip is to get insulin. It's not an illegal thing you're doing. So you can be honest and tell them at the border. And then again, you'll go pick up your insulin. You can only get a 3-month personal supply, so just keep that in mind, because that is what the FDA told U.S. Border Patrol, that's all you can bring back. And then again, when you come back through U.S. Border Patrol, again, you can tell them the purpose of your trip was to buy insulin. They asked us on this last trip how much we bought. We told them exactly how much we bought. There was no further questions. There was absolutely no issue. That's all you need. It's literally that easy.
And once again, you can get 3 months of supply. So basically, if you just take one weekend out of every 3 months and drive up there, as you mentioned here in this tweet, I mean, it's 12 times less expensive. Now, I got to be careful, because I imagine that depends on the type of insulin that you're getting. But it still is a dramatically decreased rate, which is, especially if you're in Minnesota, it's clear that, or Wisconsin or Michigan, it's clear you can just drive across the border. And, it's a 6-hour drive, but it's going to end up saving you a ton.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to save you thousands of dollars. I mean, so one vial of insulin, that I use is $340 here in the U.S. In Canada, that vial of insulin in London, Ontario, was $26. I go through a couple vials a month. So you can see how that starts racking itself up.
You should mention, I know it sounds like you're in a place where you have to be quiet here.
I'll go in a better spot.
No problem. But it does bring up the point here. I should mention, you mentioned London, Ontario. That's a fairly large town. Thunder Bay, Fort Francis, which are the two major points across the border on the northern shore, on the northern side. I'm presuming that you definitely do want to call ahead to those pharmacies if you're going across there to make sure they have what you need in stock.
Absolutely. And on our first trip, we went to Fort Francis. So we called about a week ahead to Shoppers Smart is where we went. And again, they were very happy that we were coming over. Make no mistake, when Congress out in D.C., did this congressional hearing back in the spring, and they called the executives of these drug manufacturers to testify, they asked them under oath, do you make a profit on the Canadian vial of insulin? Under oath, the Santa Fe executive said, yes, we do make a profit. So, which we all knew all along, because it only cost them $3 to $6 to manufacture a vial. So make no mistake, they are making a profit off of that vial in Canada. It's not a charity for them up there.
No, and the Canadians, the idea of the Canadian government is they're looking out for their people as opposed to a corporation. In the United States, God forbid, especially, and I know I'll be political on this. This is me saying this, not you. But, you know, sure. God forbid, Republicans, basically, their mentality is don't you dare get in the way of the profit gouging by corporate executives because, well, frankly, two reasons. One, they want the campaign donation come election season. And two, they want the lobbying gig for that corporation when they're done with their political career. And totally. So henceforth that, you know, you have this insane injustice. I would desperately want, I don't know, you're probably way too young for this. I was a kid when they broke up Ma Bell. And Ma Bell, remember, and if you go look at an old magazine from like the 1960s, 1970s and talk about a 5-minute phone call to grandma will only cost you $10 in 1970s money. I mean, it was god-awful expensive. And they kept saying, well, it's the cost. It's the cost to make the phone call. Well, then all of a sudden people started coming forward. It's like it cost them a cent to make that phone call. They're just pocketing mm-hmm. the money. And when that finally came on out, we actually started having some government oversight. And, well, we broke apart Ma Bell and, you know, phone calls have been a lot cheaper ever since. And today, you know, you only can hope at some point there's going to be someone brave enough in our government to say, for God's sakes, gouging American citizens so that you can have a 17th jet ski is not right. It's not American. It's not Christian. And it's not anything that we should be encouraging.
Absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, this is a human rights issue. This is a human rights crisis that we have. And every American should be very concerned that we have this crisis here. Because 1 in 4 Americans who depend on insulin are rationing their insulin because they cannot afford it. And we can see why they can't afford it. And these numbers are only going to continue to go up if politicians don't get the balls, frankly, to step in and start creating legislation. And if Paul Gazelka thinks me and my group are going away, we're not. We don't know what defeat means. We will be coming back stronger than ever next year if he chooses not to go to a special session this year.
Well, and let me ask you about that, because the last time we had talked, and I actually talked to Senator John Marty about this as well, it became very clear that the person that stopped the Emergency Insulin Act from getting passed was Senator Paul Gazelka and Michelle Benson, Senator Michelle Benson, right. Who runs the Health and Human Services committee there in the Senate. Between the two of them and then the Senate Republicans who in unison voted against it, they basically shut this down. Now, they immediately came on out and tried to say, as you pointed out, well, there's just insulin trees everywhere and people can just go pick mm-hmm. insulin for free. And when people said, no, there's not, insulin's expensive, they themselves started talking about coming in for a special session. Has there been any, it has been kind of quiet. It has been the 4th of July holiday over the time, though. Has there been any implication that special session that they were kind of implying would happen in September will happen?
I've heard absolutely nothing. I've heard murmurs that, Senator Jensen, Senator Abler, a couple of them have been meeting, with a couple of Democratic senators and representatives. You know, there's just been this small kind of private working group together at the Capitol to try to discuss details. I have not heard that has included Senator Gazelka or Senator Benson, which concerns me. Because the way I see it, if Senator Gazelka does not think this is a good idea, he's not going to pull the trigger, to allow the Senate to go to a special session. And, Governor Waltz made it very clear when we had the insulin roundtable with him, he's ready to sign a bill and he'll call a special session, but that the Senate and the House need to sort of have a agreed upon thing before he calls that special session. And, Senator Gazelka really has been mum since after the session, was done. Pretty much what he said, was this bill could wait next year to be discussed. And let me tell you, this bill cannot wait till next year to be discussed.
Well, and which brings up a question I to a point I'm hesitant to ask, but it needs to be put out there because of the failure of the Republicans to pass this bill. To your knowledge, has anyone died because they could not afford insulin since the time the Republicans voted down the Emergency Insulin Act?
I have not heard of an individual in the state of Minnesota. Certainly, I've heard of other people in other states. The hard part is it's very hard for us to track it because obviously, you know, we don't hear about that on the death certificate, you know, of people losing their life because of insulin unaffordability. So it's difficult unless we have a family member reach out to our group specifically, even though we know, again, one in four Americans are rationing. And it's sort of, you know, playing a game of Russian roulette with your life. So again, we know that it's going to happen. We're unaware if it has happened yet, but we don't feel like our politicians should be wanting to play Russian roulette with human lives, and especially when Senator Gazelka, Senator Benson, you know, they say their platform, their, you know, the Republican Party is built on the party of life. And, you know, frankly, why don't they give a crap about human life that's walking around on Earth? I don't get it.
Well, yeah, for the party that screams they embody Christian values, I can tell you one thing that is not Christian is letting people die needlessly because corporate executives need to greedily hog up profit. Republicans have a tendency of insisting that there's a tax cut for the super wealthy before they pass the Emergency Insulin Act. Have you heard of anything like that being discussed? Where, because that was when we had the unemployment extension of unemployment benefits for the Iron Range workers. Even though that the Republicans insisted we care about the workers, they demanded a massive tax break for wealthy people before they consider expanding that. And even then, 17 Republicans refused to give out the extended unemployment benefits up on the Iron Range. Have you heard of anything like, well, there's a demand for a massive tax break or something like that before the Republicans would consider the Emergency Insulin Act?
I have not heard that. What I heard was a big sticking point for the Republican senators is they did not want the funding to be charged to the pharmaceutical companies.
Oh, poor them.
That they wanted to be charged to the Minnesota taxpayers.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, all of a sudden,
right?
Charging the taxpayer is a great idea because God forbid we go out there and start making the companies that are reaping thousands and thousands of dollars of unnecessary profit off these sick people. God forbid they pay for the emergency insulin. Wow. Oh, my God.
Or if you read the op-ed from the five, you know, Republican senators right after the session ended, you know, their new proposal was putting together this fund and having private donors from Minnesota give private donations to help fund this emergency insulin and let pharmaceutical companies off the hook. Well, why would we do that? We're only incentivizing these pharmaceutical companies to continue to price gouge on the price. Why are we letting the pharmaceutical companies get away with literally murder and not be a part of the solution when they created the problem?
Oh, I can tell you why, because I can tell you this. My guess, Quinn, is the Republicans haven't been quiet. They've been talking to the executives and the lobbyists from the pharmaceutical industry, and they have been getting marching orders that this bill does not get passed in the same way that they say, God forbid, you actually have government hearings on the cost of not just insulin, but all medications and why they're costing so much more here in Minnesota than they are in Canada. I guarantee you they're being told what to say and do on this. The sad part is this, someone's going to die. And you know it and I know it. And that's why Quinn's not just outraged and ranting. She knows someone will die here because we did not act. And she is desperately trying to save that person. Meanwhile, Paul Gazelka and Senator Benson and the rest of the Republicans in the Senate say, we don't care. And for gosh sakes, that should never be right. We should have a special session. Well, the bill should have been passed in the first place, but we should have a special session. This bill should be on the table. It shouldn't be anything else. Just pass this thing and let's save some Minnesotans.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Simple.
Well, it is a crime. I always get worked up too when I hear this because it's just, as you said, it's like, you know, oh, well, they want the taxpayers to pay for this, not the poor innocent drug companies, Matt. Come on, Matt. Not the billionaire pharmaceutical executives. Come on, they need a break too. yeah, that's it. All right. Quinn, I commend you. You are a magnificent human being. This trip to Canada, you know, I'm good for you. You gave it a lot of visibility. I am so glad you did this. I hope you do more of them. As a matter of fact, maybe we should, you know, start to, you know, a regular caravan heading up to either Thunder Bay or Fort Frances on a regular basis. But good for you on this. And then by all means, you know, keep making this fight. Keep harassing Paul Gazelka. Keep harassing the Senate Republicans, because I guarantee you they're desperately going to want this issue off the table before they get into the 2020 election cycle. So at some point they're going to break. So you just keep hammering on them and they'll finally come to the table.
You know I certainly will, Matt.
QuinnNystrom.com. That's QuinnNystrom.com. That you can find out all about Quinn. Of course, you can follow her on Twitter and Facebook. I'll spotlight this interview. Quinn, thank you very much. I appreciate the time, and let's chat before too long again, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me and helping shine a light on this crisis.
My pleasure. Quinn Nystrom joining us. Let's take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.